Blog Talk Radio.
Gloria, she made me do nothing in me.
Okay, so it looks like some things is set up a little different on my podcast. So just bear with me. Let me see what's going on here. Looks like they didn't change up some things. Just one moment. Good morning, everybody. How's everybody on this great morning? I'm just so super excited about today. I am your host, Reverend Wanda Martin Woodard, and I am the CEO and founder of Hope Victorious. So I just wanted to look on this thing here because you're ready to set up, but it seems like something looks a little different to me. So just hold on tight. Just hold on tight. Here we go. Here we go. Yes. Okay. Here we go. Oh, my gosh. Okay. So how's everybody doing today? I hope everybody's day is going well. I hope everybody is well today. So just give me 1 minute. Okay. Here we go. All right, we ready to rock and roll now. Yeah. Okay, guys. Oh, okay. So we back on. Yes, yes, yes. So on today, I'm like so super excited about bypass. Just talking about bypass. Bypassing some situations, bypassing some things in life. And sometimes we have to bypass some things in order for God to get where we are going. I am like so imbued, just so imbued. Indeed, indeed. Thank you for those of the ones who have dialed in this morning. God bless you. So super excited that you all joined me on this morning. So we're going to be talking about bypass this morning. Just bypassing some things to get where God wants you to go in life. And sometimes God calls us to bypass some things. And sometimes we stay stuck on some things. We stay stagnated because we are afraid to grow. We are afraid to step out. We are afraid to move past where God wants us to move past because we're so stuck on how things used to be. And when God dropped it in my spirit just being in a place where you can bypass, being in a place where God calls you to do great things, and sometimes we're afraid to even jump out because, oh, my God, if I jump out, then is God going to catch me? Of course he's going to catch you. Of course he's not going to leave you nor forsake you. Amen? So what I'm saying to you today, just be steadfast and unmovable. Know God got you. Know that he loves you. Know that he cares for you. Amen. So we're going to pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I bless you and I thank you. I lift you up and I give you the highest praise. I thank you for today and I thank you for every day. I thank you for moving and shaking, for always being your witness and caring for us, Father. I love you. It's in Jesus' name we can pray. And touch those that's on this call on today. Do it right now for your glory. In Jesus' name we can pray. Amen. Amen. Yes, yes, yes. Good morning. Good morning. Penny, how are you on this great morning? Let me tell you, my sister been celebrating her birthday, her anniversary. Oh, my God. Been married for 39 years. That is such a blessing. We love her husband, Anthony. Skibo, as we call him. That is so bomb and so awesome. So a happy belated birthday, Penny. And also to Tracy Hart, her birthday is always the day after my sister's, 2 days after. And also Mama Mary's birthday, Reverend Moore, my spiritual mother's birthday is today. So you want to say happy birthday. So I'm like, this is so super dope. Listen, Mommy's Me Time. If you all haven't checked out, it's on my page, Mommy's Me Time. You got to go check out the interview. When I tell you it was bomb, it was so lit. Oh, my God, it was so awesome. My niece, Romika LaTosh, I am so proud of her. She is just doing it as a wife, as a mom, an entrepreneur. She's just doing it. And she interviewed me yesterday, and it was so awesome, you guys. It was so awesome. You got to go check it out. It's on my page as well. And it's also on Mommy's Me Time. Mommy's Tea Time. I'm sorry. Mommy's Tea Time. She's also having a brunch. So you can check that out. Mommy's Tea Time. So good morning, everybody. Good morning, Mom. How are you, Mom? Good morning, Mary. How are you? So I'm excited about today, you guys. I'm going to be talking about bypassing situations, bypassing some things in life, coming from Nehemiah, how Nehemiah had to bypass some stuff. And it reminds me, my mom always said, okay, well, get up and try it again. Okay, go another direction. She's forever telling me that because, you know, it's like all or nothing for me. She know I've always been like that. It's like, okay, if it don't happen that way, she's like, okay, well, get up and go around another way to get to that thing. The key is not to give up on your dream, but to go around another way, especially when God has given it to you and God has deposited something on the inside of you to get it done. Oh, trust me, you got to go around another way to get to that dream. Amen. So on this morning, I'm going to read the scripture text here. Amen. Mm-hmm. And this is Nehemiah. I'm going to begin with the 13th verse. I love this because Nehemiah was so awesome. You got to read Nehemiah. When I tell you, he prayed like never before. He didn't wait to go in a corner to pray. He didn't wait till he go downstairs. No, he prayed right while he was standing before the king, asking God, Lord, what should I say to the king? What should I say? What should I do? You know, so bomb. And this is another thing I wanted to say to you guys before I move forward. When God is giving you a task to do, stop looking at your age and how old you may think that, oh, I got to be this age to get that done. Stop looking at that. But look to Jesus and let Jesus do what he's called you to do in life. And it's not over till God says it's over. You know, so stop looking at my age and I can't get it done right now because I'm too old. You know, or people going to laugh. I don't care. I ain't care if people laugh at me when I came out with coffee at a later age, when I came out with my first book at a later age. You know, I ain't get all caught up in that because I did what God called me to do. Because at the end of the day, when we get to heaven, we want him to say, well done, good and faithful servant. I want Jesus to say to me, hey, I gave you a pass and you listened to your friend or you listened to this person, you listened to this person who dumbed me down when I gave to you. We ain't playing those games. Look. Get it done on today. But what I like about Nehemiah is that his faith and his passion that he had. He has so much passion. And I just love that about him because the passion that he had for the work that God has called him. Good morning, Cousin Camille. How are you? Good morning, Sandy. Yes, good morning, Evangelist Renee Pickett. Yes. Good morning. Trying to read this name here. Hold on. Let me get my magnifying glass. Just one moment. Hey, Regina, how are you? Good morning. Blessings to you. Yes. Amen. So I want to go back to Nehemiah and just talk about how faithful he was and getting that done, how faithful he was when it came to the Lord using him. You know, and sometimes we feel as though, can God use me at this age? Oh, yeah, he can. God can use you at any age. So do not despise small beginnings. Don't despise those things that we feel like is small, because nothing is small when it comes down to God. Amen? Nothing is small when it comes down to him. So stop looking at, you know, oh, my God, you know, can I do this task? Can I do this job? But let me just go continue to read. I got to read this portion of scripture because, you know, I'll just keep going on and on. So it's, I'm talking about today bypassing those things to get where God wants you to go. Sometimes you got to bypass people. Sometimes you got to bypass things. You got to bypass a lot of stuff on this earth. Do you hear me? You got to bypass some stuff. If you don't bypass it, you'll be stuck. You'll be stagnated. Amen? So stop thinking that. Say it again, Sandy. Good morning, Heather. Good morning. Good morning. Yes, yeah, sometimes you got to bypass some things. Hi, Aetna. Good morning. You got to bypass some things and bypass some people, because sometimes when you don't bypass people, places, and things, you'll be stuck and you'll be stagnated. You won't be able to move out, and that thing God called you to move out. Nehemiah had so much passion on the inside of him until he couldn't help but just move forward what God had him to move forward in. He had a passion to rebuild the wall that was burnt down once at Jerusalem. See, the temple was rebuilt by years ago, and then years later, the wall could be rebuilt. And he gave that passion and task to Nehemiah. And no matter how Nehemiah was so committed to his job, he knew he had another job for the kingdom of God. Glory be to God. Oh, my God. Sometimes when you hit on a workplace, you got to know how to separate the two, ministry and secular stuff, ministry and business. But what I love about Nehemiah is that he didn't know that his passion was going to show like that, you know, but it did. And the king asked him, this I'm coming from Nehemiah chapter 2. But he asked him, Nehemiah, why are you so sad? And he was afraid to answer because, see, he was a cupbearer for the king. And he was the one in charge of making sure that nobody would poison the king. Isn't that something? You got to drink stuff and test stuff out so to make sure nobody is poisoning the king. Okay, so what if you drink something, get poisoned, and then get wound up dying? But his faith is he trusted God. But, see, let me tell you something about God. He will put you in places, situations, and situations and things and places, be next to people to get where you need to go. So he was standing by the king as a cupbearer. See, do not despise small beginnings, what the Bible talks about. Sometimes we start looking at our occupations and things that we do with little. It's nothing little to God. Amen. Those places where you are will actually get you to the place where you need to be. Mm-hmm. It will counterpart you sometimes to get to that place where you need to be. Amen. So stop looking and dumbing down where you are in life. Amen. And move forward from that place. But see, God had Nehemiah right there by the king because he knew that Nehemiah needed resources. He knew he needed protection. He knew he needed everything that he needed to get that job done. Oh, my God. When I read the story, I be so filled, because some of us can attest to Jesus, God putting us in different places, and we like, why did I wind up here? And you wind up connecting with a person. Never thought you would connect with them. Never thought that resource that you need was going to be there. You're in a place, and you hear somebody speaking. You'd be like, oh, my God, that's what I need. So you never know where God is going to place you. Where he placed you, just do it in excellence. Be excellent wherever you go. Be excellent wherever you go, and do it in excellence, whatever job that you have. Amen. So Nehemiah was working for the king and standing by the king, and he asked him, and he prayed while he was standing there. See, Nehemiah didn't have to go to the southwest corner to pray. He didn't have to go around the corner and run to the ladies. You know, he stood right there before the king while he was talking and praying to God. God, what should I say to him? God told him exactly what to say. When you read the book of Nehemiah, he has so many prayers up in there, because let me tell you, he didn't do nothing without God. Any mission that he did was with God. Look, my family will tell you, my aunts are always be like, oh, my gosh, you don't want to hear from nobody but God. Mm-mm. Because let me tell you, when I be on those missions and I know that I can't speak here, still, now I know I have a ability. Mm-hmm. And I know I have a family where I can always call and talk about some things. But some things that God gives to me, I hold on for a little while before I share. And some things he gives, bam, I share right away. So it's according to what God gives me. Where I feel like I can share. And sometimes God will have you hold off just a little while till he get everything together. Then he has you to open up your mouth and share where he's taking you. Amen. Let me take a break. This is coffee with me, y'all. I had this coffee. My coffee is so good, you guys. You got to go to my Hope Victoria's page and order some coffee. It is so delicious. Oh, my God. Okay. So we're going to go to Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 13. And I love this. It says, by night I went out. He says, by night I went out through the valley gate toward Jekyll's well and the dung gate, examining the walls of Jerusalem, which had been burned down. This is verse 13, had been burned down, and its gates, which had such destroyed by fire. So the gates was destroyed by fire. But listen to this verse 14. Then I moved toward the fountain gate and the king's pond,
But there was not enough room for my mount to get through. So he had a donkey, and the donkey wasn't enough room. So he went out by night. But when he went out, he only took a few people with him. But when he went out, it wasn't enough room for his donkey to go through. But did he stop? Like my mama said, did you go around another way to get to that dream, right? It says, so I went up the valley by night, examining the wall, finally turned back, and finally came back and entered through the valley gate. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word.
So that was the book of Nehemiah, verse 13. And what Nehemiah did was that he went out in the night, and he only took a few folk with him when he did go out, and he didn't take everybody. See, nobody knew what Nehemiah was doing but God, but the plan that God had gave to him. And isn't that something when you have a team of people where you don't have to fully explain yourself and what's going on, because they know that when she gets finished, or he or she get finished praying, that they'll be able to reveal everything to them? Well, that's what Nehemiah did. Ooh, let me tell you, he did that thing and decency and order. And I'm not saying you can't share. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is there comes a time where God says you can feel in your spirit, just hold off a little while before you share with that person. And it's not that you feel like they're going to scheme against you or turn their back on you. No, sometimes God got to get some stuff done up in the atmosphere. He got to change some stuff in before the manifestation of that thing come true. So Nehemiah held on to that, even though he had been go out with him, but they never asked him, what are you doing? They trust that, look, am I leading? Will you take me? I know after a while, you're revealing to me. Isn't that something that you get the job done without asking any questions? When I was planning for my conference, Empowered to Win, my sisters, my mom, my aunt, my cousins, nobody asked me, and friends who was a part of my team, nobody asked me, well, I think you should do X, Y, and Z. Or they did give the opinion, but certain things they just left, and they didn't, you know, badger me about, well, you're not saying what this means, you're not saying what that means, because they trusted whatever I was doing. And how about they was just committed to the job? How about that? When you committed to something, always got to ask questions all the time. Questions are good, but sometimes the people who you're working with, you don't always have to ask them so many questions all the time. And people shouldn't always ask you so many questions about the things that you're doing, especially if you don't want to share at that moment. Now, there's nothing wrong with sharing, because I share all day with my family and close friends. But what I'm saying, sometimes God will cause you to fill your mouth just for a little while until he worked that thing out. And then he'll say, okay, now share, you know. But even when you tell, like if I tell my family I'm working on a project, they're not badgering me. What's the project about? Well, why are you doing the project? Well, No, they're not doing all of that, you know. They're just standing back, and they're just waiting, you know. So what I'm saying to you is that when Nehemiah went out at nighttime, when he took a few with him, this is coming from Nehemiah chapter 2, when he took a couple of folk with him, he went out to sort out the land just to see how could I prepare this wall that was burned down. So the people that he took with him was not badgering him about, oh, my gosh, or why are we out here at night? What do you mean the wall? No, they trusted the person they was working with, that whatever he said, he'll tell us later. But right now, he got to see. You got to learn the folks that you work with. You got to learn how you operate. You got to learn the language that they speak, like at my church, St. Paul Chapel. I know my pastor's Joshua Gooden's language because we cut from the same cloth. We grew up together in ministry together. So I know how he thinks. I know before I even get up, I know what he's going to call and ask me to do the prayer, the scripture, or whatever he may ask me to do. And normally I'll ask me the scripture because of my vision. But, okay, the prayer and to be the worship leader. And I know his language by him just saying, okay, that means I'm going to be the worship leader for the morning. You know, just your language. Learn the people that you're around their language. Amen. And stop badgering about what the next thing that they're working on. And just trust them. If they call you to help out, then just help out. But it is time when you can share. But what really stuck out the most was that Nehemiah went out at night to sort out the land. His donkey couldn't get through a certain way, that tunnel, that whatever pathway, because of the rubble, because there was so much rubble after the fire, the donkey couldn't even walk on it, even get through. So what he did, he went up around another way to get to where the burned down gate was so he could start sorting out the land and start preparing. That's another thing. Nehemiah was preparing for the task of the job that he was doing. But if you back up a little bit, the man that he worked for, which was the king, he got place for me because the king had all the resources that Nehemiah needed. So when he asked Nehemiah, what is it that you needed? How long you will be going? Nehemiah opened up his mouth. I need timber. I need this. I need that. He said, also, I need a letter to let them know when I'm traveling, what I'm doing. This way, you know, nobody will come against me. Even when that enemy just hit up, they could not stop the work. Oh, God, glory be to God. Nobody can stop your work. Good morning, Dr. Sue. Nobody can stop. Good morning, Dominique Frazier. Nobody can stop the work that God has given to you. Don't allow nobody to stop your work. I don't care what it is, what you're doing. Don't allow nobody to stop your work. Hallelujah. But what I'm saying to you is that Nehemiah trusted God, and he trusted God that that job that he had to get done that looked crazy to everybody else, it was going to get done. Why? Because God gave him that task to do it. He moved everything out the way so he can get the job done. Amen. But when I love about Nehemiah was that he planned this thing. And when I'm talking about planning is that he went out to look at the wall that was burned down. So where he went out when nobody knew about, none of the government, none of the officials, none of the priests, nobody knew what Jeremiah was coming to do because it wasn't his time to tell it yet. Stop telling so much of your stuff. When God gave you a plan or a project, sometimes he'll say, share with your mama, share with your daddy, share with your best friend, share with your sister, share with your team. And sometimes he'll say, just hold up just a little while longer and let me get this thing together. Then you can share with your family and friends. Then you can share with your team. But sometimes he calls you just to close your mouth for a little while until he starts working some stuff out. But Nehemiah planned that when I talk about plans, he made preparation. Bam, he just didn't get up and do it. No, he went out to sort out the land to see how I could rebuild this wall. Ooh, glory be to God. When I tell you I am so blessed by this scripture in Nehemiah, because I know it's a lot, it's some things that's on the inside of us that God has called us to move to, and we're so afraid. When I tell you, that's why the topic of today is bypass, because sometimes you got to bypass certain situations, people, and things. You got to bypass them, because if you don't pass them by, you'll be stagnated and stuck just like they are. And sometimes you gotta bypass some things. But see, when Nehemiah bypassed that place where his donkey couldn't get through, but he went another way so he can get around that thing and get to it. Oh, glory be to God. God, I thank you. I thank you because sometimes we be so stuck and we go after that thing one way. And we can't get to it. Nehemiah didn't stop. He said he knew God gave him a job to do it. He knew he wanted him to do that task. So it didn't work out the way he thought it was going to work. So guess what? Nehemiah didn't stop. He didn't go back home and say, hey, get this thing. No. He went up another way to go around to see the gate because his donkey couldn't get through. Glory be to God. So he didn't stop. You got to read Nehemiah chapter 2. I began with the 13th verse. He went around another way to get to that place so he could see the job that God wanted him to do. But the key was not to give up on that thing. He went around another way to get to it. Amen? Sometimes when God relocates you, reposition you, transition you, transformation, he have you, you're like, God, I'm out here. And I'm not talking about just relocating geographically. Sometimes just relocating in terms of you, your place, who you are, repositioning you of a different place, reconstructing you to be something different than you were just yesterday. And that's another thing. If God created you and God reconstructed you to be different than how you was yesterday, I don't care if it was just last night, and you woke up a new way of thinking, a new mindset, keep moving forward. Yes, folks are going to sit there and say, oh, you got brand new. Well, if you think I did, then okay. But right now, my call is not to you. My call is to God. And I know there's a lot of great work within you, and you got to trust God that work that he placed on the inside of you, what he placed on the inside of you, it shall come to pass. Amen? And it will come to pass. So stop dumbing down everything that God has given to you. Stop looking at what everybody else has and look to what God has given to you. And if people don't receive it and God told you to do it, just keep doing it. Keep doing it. And people start following suit. Sometimes when things are not tangible, or sometimes people got to see it. Sometimes people are visual people where they actually have to see it by you telling them, but they got to see it. And just keep doing it when God has called you to do it. Keep doing it. Because I'm telling you, if you stay the course and you stay focused, God will start sending them. I don't care if you're the only one on the prayer line. Keep doing the prayer line. I don't care if you're the only one showing up when you volunteer for your children. Keep showing up. I don't care if you're the only person that you're on your podcast or you preaching and nobody comes. Keep preaching the gospel. Keep doing your podcast. Keep showing up for those things because God has called you to show up. So you got to show up. It's not about the numbers. It's about what God called you to do. He'll send the people. That's your passion, that God internationally, God, please help me to reach so many people. Don't you know he will do that for you? Don't you know if you stay the course, he will do that for you? But you got to stay the course, and you can't faint. See, Nehemiah didn't faint when he went to do that job to sort out the land, and he couldn't get through one way. He went another way to get it. My mom always used to tell me, get up from there. You got to go another way and do that. And I'm like, one, I remember it was years ago, and my daughter was auditioning. I flew out to California, and she had an audition. And I said, Mom, I don't know. I'm just talking like, I don't know how I'm going to get there. I just took the rental car back. I did all of that. And when I got there, my mother said, she got to get there. And that's all she said. And so I talked to her and she hung up. Don't you know I worked it out? And I got my baby there to that audition. I worked it out. I started calling some folk that my son did a show with years ago. But what I'm telling you is that I did not let it go. I got up and I found another way to get to that goal of my daughter's. I wasn't giving up. I'm like, Lord, my resources. But I thought dialing. And one of my friends from here, she had just moved here. She picked me up, and I took my daughter to the audition. So what I'm saying to you is that you got to get up from where you are. And if you can't get to it one way, go around another way to get to it, especially when God has given that to you, when he has ordained it, and you know from the pit of your stomach, from your gut, from your soul, that God has given this thing to me, and it's not working out. Go around another way to get to it. Go around another way to get to that dream or goal. Just don't give up. Nehemiah didn't give up. And guess what? That wall was rebuilt, and it was rebuilt on time. Oh, yeah. It was rebuilt. Because let me tell you, when God gives you something, honey, I think, don't misquote me, but I believe it was 52 days, and that wall was built. Don't play with God. Don't play with him. He said Nehemiah wanted to build that wall, or that wall of the temple was rebuilt. Oh, yeah, and it didn't take years. Woo, Jesus. Oh, God, thank you, because sometimes we've been waiting for God so long. Things may take a long time, but stay the course. And he said it shall come to pass. And then there's times when he gives us something, bam, that thing happened within weeks. Oh, God, thank you. It happened within weeks. We don't know when it's going to happen. He just called you to do it. So be steadfast and unmovable. If you got to remove yourself from the circle of certain people, then remove yourself. They still going to be there. They are. Remove yourself from those folk when you can't think, when you can't hear, when you can't even see anymore, because every time you pick up the phone, it's toxicity. They've got so much toxic stuff within them. Remove that toxicity. Detoxify yourself. Get rid of all of that junk, those phone calls, that negative atmosphere, that negative conversation, so you can hear God. Hear God. It's a time for you to get up to that work and do it. I don't care if you work a 9-to-5. Oh, that's another thing. Nehemiah was working a whole 9-to-5 job. But when God called him to do something, his employer was so gracious. Why? Because God was in control of that thing. Was so gracious. He said, whatever you need, go ahead. And Nehemiah went. And Nehemiah came back to his job eventually, I guess. But for right then, he knew what he had to do, and he knew what he had to do for the Lord. And his boss sent him out. See, when you lined up with God, when God is giving you a mission, Nehemiah didn't think, what is God thinking? Nehemiah didn't even know how he was even going to get the resources for it. But when his, when the king asked him what he needed, he opened up his mouth, and he wasn't afraid to open up his mouth. That's another thing I'm going to talk about in 1 minute, open up his mouth. But another thing, the opposition that came up against Nehemiah, oh, God, thank you. Because sometimes when God gives you something, opposition will come right, bam, come for you. But that's okay, because if God is for you, who could be against you? See, you got to finish reading. We'll pick up, if God tell me to pick up when we left off the next week, I'll pick it up this or not, it'd be something different. Mm-hmm. But opposition came up against Nehemiah. See, Nehemiah was smart within his mind. And when he began, he knew he discerned. And it wasn't that he was so smart in his mind, which he was, but his spirit, he was so inclined to God because he had a prayer life with the Lord. Y'all start praying. I don't care if you spend 5 minutes. If you spend 5 minutes and within another 10 minutes, before you know it, your prayer life has picked up where you just want to start spending more time with God. See, Nehemiah, and I'm not saying spend 5 minutes with God. No, that's not what I'm saying. You want to spend more time with God. But what I'm saying to you is that don't beat yourself up if you feel like, oh, I just got up off my knees and I didn't finish praying. Okay, each time you get on your knees to pray, even if you can't kneel, if you're sitting on the bed or however you pray, don't you know that that time, that energy that you had that you spent with the Lord, you'll start craving wanting more at that time. But when opposition came up against Nehemiah, he knew he discerned it. It wasn't so much because he was so smart in which he was, but he was in his spirit was connected to God. So he had a spirit of discernment. So when the enemy came up against him and they came like they wanted to really help him and they really liked him, he knew they wasn't there because they liked him. He knew they wasn't there because they liked him. No, they were the enemy coming to try to destroy the work that God has given to him. See, it's all kind of jealous people out here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really is. And it'd be the closest people to you that you would never think would open up their mouth to say the things that they have said to you when you're on your job and you're doing something for the Lord. It's crazy. You'd be like, oh, we've been rocking and rolling for how long, and you would say that to me? Yeah, they will. It's hurtful, but deal with it and keep moving. Mm-hmm. I say deal with it because it's hurtful. It really is, but keep moving. But when opposition came against Nehemiah, God gave us for discernment to discern who was supposed to be on his team to help and who wasn't. They didn't come to help, and they didn't come to be a part of his team. But see, he knew spiritually that they just did not connect. Nope. It didn't connect. But when I tell you, your friend is going to ride with you regardless. Your friend is going to ride with you whether or not they're a part of that or not. They are part of the panel. They are part of the platform. They are part of what you're doing. They knew what you was on. Or if they see a book cover come up, they ain't all mad. You didn't tell me you was writing a book. No, because when you're friends, they probably know you're working on something that you just can't tell right now. And sometimes you work on stuff and bam, you can tell it right then. And sometimes you got to hold on to it just for a little while. Like Nehemiah did. He was going to tell his team, but first he had to get stuff together. And then after he got it together, then he began to share. Now, it's stuff that, a lot of stuff that I have that I share with my family and close friends, and there's other stuff that I have that I'd be like so weighed down with it emotionally, but in a good way. So I'm like, oh my God, this is too heavy for me, Lord. I can't be sharing this. But it does come a time where, bam, you want to share, like Nanisha Mika or someone that, I knew he was working on something, you know, and then when it came to pass, she's like, I knew he was working on something. Yeah, because you know each other's language. That's what I'm saying, knowing people's language. Anyway, I wanted to just talk about that briefly today about broadcasting. My broadcast is over or getting ready to be over, but I just want to say to you, be steadfast and unmovable. The work that God has given you to do, do it. Sister Dominique, do what God called you to do, baby, and do it well. Amen. I know you have a little baby, but, honey, I see you moving and shaking all the time within your ministry. When I see your pictures, when I just love how you love with your baby and you do ministry. Me and Dr. Phil can attest to that because we did ministry with our babies, too. Amen. And then it was a time when we spent time just with our children. And our mates balancing things out just like you do. So I commend you for that, honey. Keep doing what God called you to do. Those who are called, keep doing what God's called you to do. Keep moving and shaking. Keep being great in Jesus' name. Keep doing with everything that he's blessed you with, everything that he has given to you. Walk out and step out in that thing and do it. I'm so passionate about the things that God has given me to do because he's so great. He's so great, you guys. He's so awesome. These cards right here, Dr. Sills had, let me see, Rayos, her ministry's Rayos, and she had these cards, and you can order them. Pam, put your information in the chat. She has these cards that you read, and one of them asks a question about why are you sad today? It's things like that. It just messed me up. I don't know why I'm sad today, but it's a question. You can answer that. So I love these cards that she has here. It's questions that you ask yourself, you know, and I think that it's so bomb. She probably can express it, explain it more than I can. But just so they be patient or be just that fast, unmovable, because she has some stuff that she's coming out with that she's going to be talking about and explaining her her cards, and they are so awesome. Yeah, just put the information in. Oh, she did. She put it in, amen and amen. Yeah, so if you want to reach out to her or go to her website to know how these cards operate or how to use them, they are so bomb. I was reading them all yesterday. So, and just answering the questions, too. So, God bless you all. I love y'all. Anything that you are doing, any projects y'all working on, put it in the chat. Let folks know what you're doing, a website you want them to go to. I know my cousin Camille, Reverend Camille, I know she has the hair care line. Anybody that's on here that has something that they work on, they want to share, how can we get in touch with you? You know, Dominique, if you have things, Mary, Renee, anybody on here, my mom, Penny, put your stuff in. When I tell you, my sister's stuff is so bomb. Oh, my God, y'all. She makes the beautiful baskets. Oh, my God. I gave my pastor one for Father's Day. He was like, oh, my gosh, I love this. When I tell you, yes, yeah, so Penny, put your information in. She makes beautiful, beautiful things, how they can get a hold of you. Oh, my God, her stuff is so beautiful, guys. Anything you need for a baby shower, even if you just want to give somebody a basket, just because you was thinking about them, she got all kind of thinking of you, and it's so beautiful. Okay, guys, so I'm getting ready to get off of here. Happy birthday to everybody whose birthday is in this month. My sister just celebrated her birthday. My spiritual mother, Dr. Moore, celebrating hers today. So let's continue to pray. Yes, put yourself in the chat. Yes, do that. Yes. Hi, Toy. How are you? Yes. Amen. Put all your stuff in the chat. Amen. Amen. And amen. Hey, Tracy. Hey, cousin. How are you? You got to see her baby Reagan. When I tell you her daughter is doing it, she is such a great actress. Do that. Yes. Oh, my God. So I'm, like, so super excited. So I'm getting ready to hop off of here. And I love you guys. Be steadfast and unmovable. Know that God loves you. Know that he cares for you. Good morning to everybody. Good morning, Cousin Tracy. I love you guys. So let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you. We thank you. We lift you up and give you the highest praise, oh God. We thank you for today. We thank you for every day. We thank you for moving and shaking, God. We thank you for loving us more than we love ourselves, God. God, you love us more than we love ourselves. We thank you, God, for just being so almighty. We thank you for just being so powerful. We thank you, God, that we worship you, Father. We thank you for Nehemiah on today, the role and the role model that he was within the Bible, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that, Lord, that you have given us a task to do, and that task that you have given us, Father, it's so bomb. And you told us to show up, and we are going to show up. Push us to show up even when we feel like our feet are stagnating. Push us to show up when we feel like, Lord, I don't know which way to go and where to go. But, God, we thank you for guiding us and for directing us, Father. Touch those, Father God, who are mourning the loss. Touch the Series C with family, Father God. Touch my iStar, my family, my mother-in-law today. Touch everyone who have dialed in on this call. Touch Mr. Williams, Father. Do it right now for your glory, God. Go before our jobs, family's co-worker Heather on today, Father. God, move like never before, God, in the name of Jesus. God, help us to bypass some things that need to be bypassed, God. We thank you. Thank you for touching our families. Thank you for loving on us and for caring on us, God, for caring for us, God. We thank you for your son Jesus dying on the cross for our sins that we may have everlasting life. You said in thy word, thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe that you have raised your son Jesus from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. It's in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen. Touch Miss Ruby, Father God. Touch Miss Marlene on today. We thank you. We glorify and touch my Uncle Clinton. It's in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. I love you guys. Go in peace. Know that God is on your side. Know that he loves you. Know that he cares for you. I am so excited on today because I had to bypass some stuff. You hear me? Mm-hmm. And when I tell you, this is another thing I want to say. Sister Edna, her mother, her prayed. When I tell you, this woman prayed a powerful prayer for my women's conference. She wasn't there physically, but Sister Keisha from my church, she put her over the loud speaker. And when I tell you, that prayer radiated through that whole place. So powerful in the Lord. Amen. Yes, Toy, you was there. Sandy, a lot of you was there. Amen. I love y'all. God bless you, and I'll see you all on next week. And remember to bypass some stuff. Bypass that stuff, and that's no good for you. Walk right by it. But one of the things I talked about today, the key is don't give up on that dream and that goal God has put in place and put inside of you and has already put in place. He already put it in place for you. Sometimes you got to go around another way to get to it. But the key is not to give up on it. The key is to keep moving. Even when opposition comes, keep moving. Amen. God bless you, and I see you all next week. Bye. And those who dialed in, if you want to jump on Facebook later, and you can always, and those who listen to the replay, you can come on later, and you can put your information in. Amen. God bless.
Okay, so let me, I have to see. They switched some stuff up here on my computer, and I got to see now, where do I go to end the live? Okay.
So just act like, so I gotta go. See how I can end this live. All right. You know how they do upgrades or stuff. So let me see, because I gotta use my magnifier here. And right. Okay, live. Okay, over here. Okay, I see it. Okay, guys, I see it. Look, I had to put my magnification on. Just one moment. Hi, Donna. How are you? Hi, Cousin Angie. How are you? Believe that's my Cousin Angie. Let me go down and see. My sister just sent me some names. Hi, Donna Bradley. How are you? Let me just see something here. I see all your businesses. That is okay. Okay, let me see something. Hi, Dion. How are you? Dion. Just a moment. And my cousin, Angie. I see you there, honey. All right, I love y'all. God bless.